Hi to all my favorite people out there. I am back. Happy Wednesday. I wanted to have a bit of a hard conversation today, and now that I'm thinking about it, I'm wondering how many of you are tired of hearing me say that, because I think I say that every episode, which is totally fine. Before we start, though, I wanted to say a thank you to everybody who embraced me and Casey a couple weeks ago on the pod, and reached out to us and told us the level in which they related to what we were saying on the Fat Funny Friend episode. That really just does mean so much to me. And more than that, it's exactly what keeps me going sometimes when I talk about hard things, especially around topics in which I haven't really ever openly discussed before. Something really important to me is that I never want to have a victim mentality. That doesn't necessarily mean that I will, that I, there'll be days where I don't have that, because sometimes I will, but life is hard for everyone in all kinds of ways. And because of that, we fight, flight, or we freeze. But I want to be somebody who continues to persevere through when life is happening for her and not to her. I do really think that life is happening for me and not to me. My friend Grace Ann from Mom Real, who we love here at the Yellow Feeling, she said something in an episode that we did together. And she basically says, she's talking about her color and the moment that's associated with that. And she says, "Man, I'm just so glad I'm alive for this." And that is kind of how I feel, is I feel like it's an opportunity, all the bad stuff that's happening, or the crazy stuff, or the stressful stuff, all of those things are just opportunities to make the most of things. So yeah, with that said, it's not a secret at all that we do have tough, sometimes awkward conversations here. And I think that's part of the reason I've been releasing so sporadically, because sometimes topics do feel heavy. And I really want to honor each episode with a good amount of time in between, while also giving the few consistent listeners I do have some time to process what's been talked about. And I know this isn't an official therapy session, but like I said a few weeks ago, every time I do one of these, it kind of feels like therapy, which I love therapy. So, I'm okay with it. So hi, if you are new here, I'm Ashley. And this is the Yellow Feeling. I'm so stoked you are here. I won't lie, today's a bit of a tough one, so I want to give everybody a bit of a trigger warning. It's a short one, but it's still something I've quite literally never talked about before, like this, on any outlet, social media outlet, any podcast episode, something I quite literally thought I would never have a conversation about, openly. So here we are. I do want to give everybody a bit of a trigger warning, just because I know that if it was me listening, I would want one. This is something I'm actively dealing with. Today, will we be talking about toxic slash narcissistic in-laws, parents, whatever. Trust me, I am just as shocked as you are. And it's taken me a bit of time to get to the point where I feel good enough to have a semi-open conversation to talk about this. This episode won't be some long story. I'm telling you, it's a short one. Imagine it as almost an intro to set us up for something even bigger and more productive. If you are in mine and Jacob's close personal circle, you know that we went no contact with his family some time ago. And before I get into it, it's important to know that Jacob and I have had many, many conversations about this, and I have been given the green light multiple times on multiple occasions, in multiple locations. So, I won't be sitting here and doing anything other than sharing factual truths and hoping it lets others do the same. I am not interested in bad-mouthing people on this podcast. I am interested in making connections and having people realize that they're not alone. So that's my hope for today and my hope for anything moving forward. So yeah, family is the most important thing to me, which goes hand in hand with community, which we also know that I love. I grew up with lots of aunts and uncles and so many freaking cousins. It was magical. And my whole life, I wanted, like, really wanted nothing more than my own family and to be a mom and to have in-laws. And I used to dream about big holidays and huge family vacations with all of our people there. When I met Jacob, and I very quickly realized that this is the man that I have prayed for one day. And one day, Lord willing, we will be married and have cute, perfect babies, which we have done. Check. And yeah, we did things totally out of standard order, but it was the right thing for us. And I wouldn't change anything that has gotten us to this point. I will not lie, though. We put up with lots of crazy shit to get to this point. And I'm just so very thankful, and I'm so proud of us. And I'm so just shook that I get to be a part of something so magical in my little home with these people that I love so much. So I will also preface this next chunk with I/we have been to lots of therapy. It's taken me quite a bit of time to find my confidence again in this topic. So here we go. I say when I get nervous, which I'm sure you all know because you've heard it a billion different times already. When Jacob and I made the decision to go, actually pause. Jacob and I don't make the decision. Jacob made the decision to go no contact with his family. And I am team Jacob to my core. So even if he had made the decision that we would just stick around and deal with the all the stress, I would have done it and made the best of it. But team Jacob, captain of that team, said, hey, no, this isn't it anymore. We are not going to do this. We're not going to keep doing this. So when Jacob made the decision to go no contact with his family, it was after lots of accusations, name calling, toxic expectations, threats, unannounced visits. I mean, there was a lot. There was a lot. And I don't plan on getting into any of that anytime soon. You know that saying people say, oh, it runs in the family. So I have a saying in my home, and it says it runs out here. So if that says anything about us, during that whole season of craziness, my character was thrown around and questioned endlessly. And I really did start to doubt who I was, which made me want to essentially crawl in a hole and hide. At the height of the downfall, I was very pregnant and I was grieving the idea that I was ever going to have people to feel welcome to and like an in-law family, while doing everything I could also do to protect my little family that we were building. We both were. I'm still grieving. Accusations are still actively being thrown and boundaries are still not being respected. At this point, I am kind of over the grief and I've moved on to just being annoyed sometimes. And it all comes in waves because you want to do what's right for your little family, but you also want your partner to have what, you know, they should have, which are parents that show up for them and want to do good things for them and be better for them. And at the same time, you know, it's this very awkward, uncomfortable situation and balance. And like I said, I don't need to get into it. There's really quite literally no point in this episode, but it's hard and it's not at the same time. Like, it's always going to be hard that they're not in our lives. And it's hard that, you know, Millie won't have that. And it's hard that Jacob won't have that. But another, you choose your heart. And I am not willing to let my husband and be talked to, and not even me. Again, you know, it's Jacob's family. It's his choice. And he is not going to put up with any more crazy, crazy crap. Anyway, moving on. So if I'm being as transparent as possible, it also sucks so much, and it is what it is. Like I said, I'm sure I'll dive more into it at some point when the time does come, but today I'm not there. What I will say is that in the last few years, as we have navigated all of this, I have found safety in my husband, in my family, and in my community, where I've been able to have open conversations about it all. I found a sense of normalcy with other close friends I have who have who have or are actively dealing with something alarmingly similar, and I'm so thankful for that. If you just do a search on TikTok for toxic in-laws or whatever, estranged in-laws, whatever you want to say, and look for if you are dealing with something similar, that is a way to feel very, very normal very quickly without feeling crazy. It has helped me a lot kind of to level myself in this place of, okay, I'm not the only person that's dealing with this and is feeling this way. I never once saw estranged from my in-laws in my future, but here we are. It's not fun. It's not ideal, but it is necessary, and it's a decision that Jacob has made for us. And, you know, after we have reevaluated multiple times, it's a decision that we have come to, for our family. And so, yeah, it's a lot, and it will continue to probably be a lot for the rest of our life. And, when that time comes, we will have to deal with it, you know, as it comes. But I am kind of done feeling scared, and I'm done feeling quiet. And I do want to, again, that phrase can be thrown around, take my power back. And not by, like I said, bad mouthing anyone and talking negatively and speaking negatively into this. But I do want to have a conversation around the topic and help people feel very validated in the fact that this is a very real thing that is happening to a lot of us right now, and it has been happening, or helping people realize that it is happening, and it's really hard. And it's one thing to have your character thrown into question in general, but it was so hard having my character thrown into question when I was very pregnant, growing a child inside of me. And I've had to work really, I had to work really hard to speak so much life into myself during my season of pregnancy, and try to not be stressed out as much as possible, because my little baby growing inside of me deserved better. And I do have a lot of, I think, kind of lingering anger and annoyance about that season, because she deserved to have people that were supportive of me and her. And I don't think we necessarily had that from that side. But it's relevant now. It doesn't matter now, because she's perfect and beautiful and magical. And I'm so thankful that she speaks life into me, and I get to kind of speak all the life into her. So anyway, in good old Ashley fashion, I want to invite others into this conversation by building a series around toxic narcissistic in-laws. And it's crazy. Like I said, I've never posted about this on anything. I've never talked about this on anything. Obviously, if you know me, I've like texted about it, because it's hard and it's tough. But I actually posted something about it on my stories the other day. And nothing that said anything, but just about like on today's episode of yada, yada, yada. And I was like blown away by the amount of people that I do know, that I know I've grown up with, that I know that have been for my Facebook friends or have been following me. People that I know, okay, tell me that they are actively dealing with the same thing, and I literally would have had no idea. I was shocked. Shocked, 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 shocked. So, I know many of us don't feel safe sharing openly, and so I invite you to also share anonymously if you would like to do that. I will obviously have more details to come as far as who to expect to hear from on the pod for this series and when it will be running, but I want you to consider this an invite to join me as I walk into being more honest and vulnerable than I really have ever been. And it's very, 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 very scary. But if anyone is actively feeling rejected, gaslit, or shamed by a parent or in-law, please, for the love, do not let anyone tell you who you are. And do not let anyone steal your fire and have control. Please, 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 please. It's hard being the villain in someone's story, but it's not as hard as it is being told you are irrelevant for the rest of your life and believing it. You matter and you are loved, even when it feels like you are not. If you are interested in sharing any bit of your story, anonymous or not, you're welcome to email theyellowfeeling@gmail.com. Like I said, it's a short one today, but I do want to remind each of you that whatever you're going through is valid, it's real, and it matters, and you are everything good and magical in this world. So, as always, I'm Ashley. There will be more to come, but this is me and my yellow feeling. Thank you for coming along for another episode this week. I love you, and we will talk very soon. Have a great week. Bye.